It is our duty and our privilege to further nature's plan by striving towards the advancement and improvement of our future generations. Upbreeding. Nature, in her infinite wisdom, strives to upbreed and improve the species. This is a never-ending process. It is a natural process that nature continually strives to further without end. During the last 2,000 years, this natural process has not only been arrested, but due to the parasitic Jewish manipulation of the white race, this process has been reversed. Genetically, the white race has made little, if any, progress from the time of the Romans and the Greeks of classic history. Now that we have a religion that is of the white race, for the white race, and conscious of its value and its destiny, we must take an active hand in its upbreeding. We must work with the laws of nature. We must help promote the better elements of our race to multiply more abundantly and discourage the poorer elements in their proliferation. Furthermore, we must see to it that the misfits, the idiots, and the mentally defective are not reproduced at all to proliferate their misery on the newborn generations. I am well aware that the white race has been divided and subdivided into different groups. I am well aware that it has been designated into three classifications, such as the Aryan or Nordic, the Mediterranean, and the Alpine. There are many other classifications and branches of the white race that anthropologists have used. I have studiously avoided using these terms throughout this book, because at this state of our struggle, they are preponderantly divisive rather than constructive. Our main struggle is to unite the white race, to give it a sense of solidarity and a common purpose. That common purpose is to free ourselves from Jewish domination, regain control of our own destiny, and populate the world. Even before we achieve that goal, however, we should be thinking about and planning for the upbreeding and upgrading of our own race. This does not at all mean that we have to use coercion or regimentation in family planning. Not at all. Without the destructive interference of the Jew, this upbreeding would develop within the white race by natural means in any case. However, there is much that we can do to help promote such encouragement of selective breeding. We can do this by the very attitude we inculcate in our religion. If we are overwhelmingly devoted to the survival of the lowest elements of our race, we will encourage downbreeding. If our whole philosophy is geared to the uplifting and advancement of our race, we will automatically encourage upbreeding. This program can be further encouraged by educational support, cultural support, and even government support. Under the Jewish democracy that we are now living, certainly we can see the government through a multitude of welfare programs, through the promotion of race-mixing propaganda, the various other nefarious programs, is covertly encouraging the mongrelization and the downbreeding of the white race. It is therefore not hard to see that the very opposite, namely the encouragement of improving, of advancing, and of upbreeding our race, can be accomplished just as easily on the positive side. We definitely believe in eugenics and racial health. This is an important part of the program of the Church of the Creator. Within a few generations after we have reclaimed control of our own destiny and are well on our way on the program of upgrading, advancing, and upbreeding of our race, the results will be utterly staggering to the imagination. Whereas the white race has been so superior to any other species on the face of the planet up to this time, with this program inherent in our religion, the future development of the white race will be a marvel to behold.